Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, please download the Bashani app. It is at the Apple and Android store. Simply put in B-S-H-A-N-I in the search sector and you should find it. Again, get the Bashani Radio app. All right, here's what I have for y'all today. Today, I'm going to talk about germination. Germination. What does germination have to do with your life? In plant biology, there's this term that's called germination or germinate. What it is the concept of once you have or you have the makings of growing a plant, right? You got your soil, you got your water, plenty of sunlight, nutrients, all that stuff. And you have the seed. And you plant the seed into the soil. And for a good while, it seems like nothing is happening. Well, what's happening is germination. And what's going on is that the seed is preparing itself or has probably even opened up, and it is now growing the infrastructure that it needs in order to go to its next phase of being a plant and then perhaps being something even larger like a tree. In order to go to its next level of evolution and growth. The reason why I want to talk about germination today is that there are some people that are in that phase in their life right now. They're doing all the activity that they know they can do. They are coming across all the best ideas. They are coming across all the best people to help them with those ideas. And there's a bunch of activity, but there's no outward manifestation. There's no evident growth. It's just a lot of activity, constant activity, and not just constant activity, but redundant. And some may even say boring activity. It's just a routine after a routine after a routine after a routine. And it seems like you're not getting anywhere. There's nothing that's really actually being done. When in actuality, everything that's being done is what needs to be done in this time. There's a buildup going on. And that's what the germination phase is. Germination phase is a lot of buildup. And it's a lot of adjusting for the next phase. Sometimes you do not know what the next phase is really going to be or going to look like. You may have an idea, you may have a concept. Unlike the seed in the ground, we don't have sometimes we don't have the foresight or the clearest of foresight that we would have in watching a plant grow. Anything when it comes to plants, children, your immediate neighborhood, you have kind of the foresight to see what's coming. In other words, you had a foresight to see what's coming externally because you come across it every day and you watch it. But sometimes within ourselves, we don't quite have a very clear understanding. We have an idea about it, but the how oftentimes escapes us. How do we get from point A to point B? Or we may have come into some information or around some people that can help us with that potential, but we still don't quite see it. And that is okay. This is what the germination phase is about. Germination phase is about just setting things in motion, keeping things moving in order. Some people call it getting your ducks in a row so that you could move very, very efficiently and effectively when the time comes. So what happens with this? This repeated, oftentimes redundant cycle or pattern you get yourself into, but you still have a glimmer of a vision of what's to come, right? What happens is, there comes a day, or there comes a time, or there comes a season in which all that activity builds up to a few key critical points. And when it does that, you hit what's called a tipping point, an epoch, some people call it. And that is when all the efforts, all the order, all the organization, all the repeated patterns, all the people that you've met and line up with focus into these key points, and your next level is now set in place for you to move the new season. Sometimes it's a situation in your life that opens that up. Sometimes it's a person that finally, that missing link type of person that comes into your life and opens a door in a way that you couldn't quite open it, but you're ready for that door to be open. It's something. It's some type of event that shifts your day from to the next level. And what you can do while you're in your germination phase is understand that day is going to come, and work on the things that have already been put in front of you. And if there's something in your pattern that's just kind of keeping you in a loop, take some time out and see what you could introduce, what you could either introduce or what you could reduce in your life in order to shift your pattern so that it can continue to build positive momentum. I think the worst thing that you could do in the germination phase is doubt that you are in a germination phase, to doubt that you are in some type of buildup phase, especially if it is a goal that you've put yourself deliberate from, or if it's an idea that has inspired you to make certain moves, whether that be for, I don't know, your personal financial life, your personal health life, your personal relationship or personal sexual life. Those, you know, the key things that make us humans feel happy and fulfilled. The worst thing you could do is to develop a habit of perpetual doubt. If there's one thing that probably can keep you in the loop and from pushing yourself into your next phase of fulfillment, would be that doubt. If you're going to be unsure about something, especially during your germination phase, be unsure about how this thing cannot go in your favor. You know, in other words, reverse it. Instead of asking what could go wrong or what will go wrong, start asking what will go right. And that goes from literally asking it to basically asking it so much of yourself that psychologically you start to reprogram yourself for the possibilities of what will go right as opposed to what will go wrong. And it will give you more of a resistance to defeatism in your life. You already have a natural resistance to defeatism in your life because you have a survival mechanism in you that will do almost anything to stay alive. So that's the same thing. That is also the life of the seed that is pressed all around by this soil that is drowned also in moisture, and that is in also oftentimes a very deep and dark place. But there's so much activity happening within that seed that eventually it has no other option but to push its way through the environment that it knows to get to the next level of environment that something within it is striving for. So if that type of phenomena energy is built into nature and you're a part of nature, it's also built with inside of you. And I think that's where I should end it. Once again, this has been another great episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.